Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming to my talk. This is quite a... I'm actually going to zoom in a bit on this. This is quite a scrappy talk about quite a scrappy project that's kind of, like, in the middle of being underway. So before coming here, I was a little bit imposter syndrome-y and like, oh, my God, everyone's going to judge me because it's not finished. But earlier today, I heard someone say that this is a festival of unfinished projects. So I feel a lot better about it now. But yeah, basically, I'm going to talk to you about kind of building an online radio. And it sort of came in three different phases of different online radios, I suppose. And yeah, having this talk has kind of given me the proverbial kick up the bum to kind of start rebuilding it, which has been something I've wanted to do for like the last 4 or 5 years. But yeah, I'm just going to kind of talk about like where it all started, my reasons for doing it, the things that went wrong, how might you set up something similar if you're interested in doing that, and then kind of where it is now and what I've learned along the way. So yeah, this is the beginning. It says hello. Oh yeah, there's a little caveat here. It's not actually really a radio station. It's technically webcasting, but that doesn't really sound that romantic or glamorous. So I've been calling it a radio to myself because it makes me feel cooler. So yeah, as with many sort of harebrained schemes and projects, I started building the first kind of like iteration of this project in 2020. During lockdown, at the point where everyone was kind of really bored, like staying in their houses, couldn't really go out. And yeah, the first version of it was kind of, I suppose, the scrappiest version of it. And it was just essentially a way for me and my friends to kind of be able to sort of meet up online, hang out. Like a few of my friends DJed, a few of them kind of DJed. And it was a way to sort of like have everyone in one sort of virtual space together, just like playing silly music. So this was kind of it. This is like a resurrection of it because I didn't take any proper screen recordings at the time, which I really regret. So this is kind of like what I managed to piece together of the kind of like remains of it the other day and record. But at the bottom here, you have this little kind of embedded player of this platform called Mixlr. So, like, of the kind of infrastructure of it, I didn't really build any of it myself. I just kind of like plunked it in a website. I guess for a bit of context, I've been kind of building websites for the last 10 years, so that was sort of my like comfortable space and the bit I knew how to do. Whereas the radio thing, like, I don't DJ, I don't play music. Like, partly it was like me trying to kind of encourage myself to learn to DJ, which was something I was interested in doing at the time and something that I still haven't learned now, 6 years later. But yeah, so anyway, it was kind of just like a radio kind of broadcasting, live streaming platform plunked in the middle of this website. And the idea was that I'd like give my login out to various friends who were gonna kind of stream through it, and then they'd log in and they'd play their set. And it was linked to a Twitter account, which at the time hadn't become X and wasn't evil, where like you could tweet something and it would like come up in this sort of scrolling ticker tape at the top. There was a room too. I think I've put this on the next video. No, I haven't. Okay, I'm gonna do this a bit non-chronologically. There was a smoking area, which was a chat room. And then there was a room too, which was basically just like an embedded YouTube live stream that people could log into. So it was all like really scrappy and kind of made out of things that already existed as tools and platforms on the internet, kind of doing what they were built to do, essentially. So yeah, originally it was kind of inspired, I don't know if anyone remembers Club Quarantine, that was the sort of initial inspiration. I was like, that's really cool. And I suppose the whole kind of crux of it was me being like, I wonder if I could do something like that for my friends, because like, no one's like, none of us here are gonna get on somewhere where it's like actual serious DJs, but maybe if there's like a smaller group of us and we don't mind each other kind of just like YouTube DJing and playing silly stuff, then we can have this kind of space as well. So yeah, here are like, I managed to kind of salvage a few recordings of it that are really, really scrappy. Here was, this is like my house at the time. I had four other housemates. This was two of my housemates like playing music from YouTube and live streaming themselves on Minecraft, I think. This is, yeah, one of my friends and his housemates who'd like set up this whole like quite legit looking station in their house at the time. Here is my other housemate vaping and playing music from Spotify. I sort of plonked him in front of the computer and I was like, you have to go now, you have to do it. So yeah, it was, I suppose like this version of it wasn't necessarily a radio per se at all. It was like us just like kind of messing around and trying to make like a virtual club with a very sort of, I suppose the bar was really low because it's like you can't go out. Like, this is the best you've got. You've got an online club. Like, do you want to do this or do you want to sit on your sofa and not do this? So this kind of went on for a few weeks until we all got bored of the idea of like just looking at an online disco ball. So yeah, next up, I guess, was the sort of rebuilding of it, which happened. So like, I suppose we got quite bored of like this first one just because it was quite like high energy, even though it was just like us sitting at home. And it involved a lot of just like phoning people and being like, no, like that's not the password, you're entering a character wrong, and then like getting someone else to kind of hand over the logins to this thing, Mixlr, and like, yeah, so ultimately that kind of like died a bit of a death when the novelty wore off, which was fine, that was kind of all it was meant for. But then it got to like 2021 and I was kind of a bit like, huh, like I miss having that like online club. That was quite fun. But also, people are allowed out of their houses now. Like, no one wants to do this anymore and just kind of sit at home looking at a digital disco ball. So that's kind of when I decided, like, oh, I could actually rebuild it as a sort of radio station. So it's less full on, it's less like, okay, we're going to stay in our houses for the entire night on Saturday, every Saturday. And it was more just like, if someone wants to broadcast occasionally, they can. And to be honest, I think the main draw in it for me was just like seeing how far I could get with it and how much I could kind of automate things and tinker around with it and like build the infrastructure out, like kind of remove the reliance on this kind of pre-built tool, I suppose, for the live streaming. But then keep the whole, like, I was kind of not ready to let go of it being, I don't know if I mentioned this, it was called I Miss My Mates Club, which kind of became less relevant when everyone could see their mates again. But I was like, I'll keep everything about it, I'll keep how it looks, but I'll just make it so it sort of functions as radio. But the idea was that anyone could stream from like their own house. It didn't have to have like a specific location or anything like that. All you needed to do was like have a bit of audio routing software and something like some software to live stream from, essentially. So this is the archive of different shows that I had on, and I think it went on for like, I don't know, a couple of months. So yeah, the whole idea was that like you could get in touch. I built this form that people could get in touch through and like say like I want to play a show, but to be honest, most people ended up just messaging on Instagram or being like, or I ended up hounding them and being like, please play a show on my radio, please, please. And then I was like, okay, there's going to be a green room. It's going to explain exactly how you do kind of a broadcast. There's still going to be this like smoking area chat room. That's kind of fun. I got rid of the YouTube room because I realized that actually no one wanted to be on camera while they were DJing. Everyone was actually like a lot more private, especially now lockdown was over and like people were less socially starved. I think people were like, no, I really don't want to do that. And then the whole way it works is basically you go to this page, this Wheels of Steel page here. There's like a little login. You kind of type in a password. Then it like pings a server, which is something called Mux. I don't know if anyone's kind of, if there are any web developers here who use video, you might have come into contact with it. It's kind of like a video service, but it also does audio as well. And yeah, so it pings Mux and it gets like a streaming key, which is what you need to use to live stream from like software. And then you pop the streaming key in and it sends out on a live stream, and then the live stream kind of automatically plays here and it like gives a little message that says what show is playing. Yeah, so that was kind of the idea of it. And it was really fun. And I think like there were a few people who live streamed, and that was like the main thing I was really excited about and quite proud about, because it had taken the longest to kind of tinker around with and like figure out. But more often than not, people mainly wanted to just like record a show, send it to me, and then because I hadn't really figured out how to do that, I'd have to be like, okay, well, I'm just gonna like wait at home by my laptop and play it and then like stream it. And then when the show is over, I can turn it off and close my laptop. So it ended up being a kind of really hands-on thing that I think, I mean, like between that and the hounding people to play a show, I think that kind of eventually sort of killed it for me. And I was like, I'm gonna abandon this thing again. And yeah, what time are we on? Okay, we've got quite a bit of time left, but I think that's good. Which brings me to today. So rebuilding it again was, so this is the kind of like most recent part, sort of 5 years on, which I've been working on for the last few months, I guess. So this time round I was like, okay, I'm going to finally rebuild it. I'm going to finally rename it to something that makes sense when people aren't all kind of like living in lockdown, not able to see each other. But I'm also going to, like, I feel like I'm kind of, you know, 5 years more experienced. I'm going to do everything so much differently now, so much better. And I think, oh yeah, one of the things I forgot to say as well is that once a show had been streamed, it would kind of send it to a server, it would like process it, and then send the kind of like recorded show to Mixcloud, which would archive it. And one of the main things I was like, I'm going to change it about was this like reliance on existing tools that I needed subscriptions for. Because I was like, I'm going to make it like really sort of like, I want it to be like DIY. I want it to run on its own steam and not kind of be dependent on all of these other tools and services. Another thing I wanted to do was make it actually more accessible for people who aren't DJs, don't have streaming software, or like, you know, a lot of streaming software, like OBS, for instance, is open source and it's free, but a lot of people like see it and are a little bit intimidated by it. And I think having that as a, like that felt like quite a big barrier for some people. So this time I was like, okay, I want actually for people to be able to kind of just like press a button in the browser and like, if they literally want to like talk into their computer microphone and record something that way, they can, and it's like unintimidating, and there aren't like a million steps to take before you can do anything. I also just kind of wanted to make it cheaper to run. So the sort of previous edition, it had like a server kind of, you know, like processing things and pinging the other parts of the site and telling the front end of the site, like, okay, there's a radio show on, like, show this bit of text, like, show this stream, etc. I also had like a Mixcloud subscription. Previous to that, I had like a Mixlr subscription. So there are all these different things. Make it more hands-off. That was a big thing, because I was like, actually, that's kind of, that got really, really, really boring the last time, and it maybe would have been something I could have sustained for a bit longer had I not been just like, oh, now I have to like go and like play someone's show and wait for it to finish and like have another evening in doing nothing. But it's my own fault. The next one was, I wanted to make it a little bit more secure, because there was one person who was like really lovely and really excited about it, which like is a wonderful thing. But they were so excited that I'd be like, okay, like you've got a show at this time, so like you can stream then. And then occasionally I'd like go on the site and be like, that's funny, I don't think anyone's got a show, but someone is streaming. And it turns out it was this person who was just kind of like treating it like his kind of living room. And I had to be like, really sorry, like, you're really sound, and it's really nice that you're excited, but like, you can't do this anymore. And then the last one is like, actually document it properly this time, actually write a README file, because coming back to this, like, because I was kind of like, I'm going to kind of take what I've already done apart and reconstitute it into something new. And I like just looked at the code and I was like, this is horrible. I don't know what any of this is. So yeah, the answer to the kind of make it cheaper and also make it less reliant on kind of third-party things is this little Raspberry Pi here. So on this, I think also like part of it is me just being excited about having like my own server in my flat. But what this does is it kind of accepts all of the like incoming connections. So like whenever someone starts streaming, it basically like taps this on the shoulder and tells it like, right, tell all the front ends of the website to like announce this or like play this stream. So yeah, the kind of this like looming question over me has always been like, is it DIY enough? Is it off-grid enough? And doing it this way felt like a nice way of doing that. But I think with this, it's like, because I'm only kind of partway through this project, it kind of remains to be seen whether this is going to be reliable enough, because I also know that my flat kind of has like random drops in internet service every so often, and there will probably come a time when like that drops out at a crucial moment. But I think for the time being, I'm kind of willing to see if that works. And again, I'm kind of like, I want to keep the project as scrappy as possible, because I think if it kind of grows into something that's a bit more serious than that, it kind of starts being a little bit less fun. It becomes more serious. And I think because it's like, it's very much a sort of hobby project at the moment, I'm like, I don't want it to be serious. The next thing is like in with the kind of DIY thing is licensing, which is a can of worms. So I completely forgot why I'd originally used Mixcloud to kind of archive all the shows. And a lot of the time, if you go on a radio website of like, you know, I suppose like something like NTS or Balamy or like any of these other online radios, often they'll use like SoundCloud or Mixcloud to archive their streams. And I think the reason that is, from like the research I've done, and I'm not an expert, so I'd love to like, if anyone else knows anything more about this than I do, I'd love to kind of know more about it. But basically, you've got to get two kinds of licensing when you're playing music. On a radio, there's PPL and there's PRS, and that's just kind of in the UK. It differs in different countries and jurisdictions. And one is kind of like the recording rights, or like the rights, the recorded music itself, and then the other one is the sort of like songwriting rights. And these, these basically pay like anything that's like licensed to a lot of the sort of like more major labels, but also it means like artists get paid. They kind of, they sort of like get regular payouts from these companies for royalties for their music getting used. And licensing, kind of like live streaming, is one thing, and you can kind of quite easily get a quote from these companies to kind of cover and make sure you're not like doing kind of illegal anything. But then there's the kind of like the issue of sort of archiving streams, anything that's on demand, anything that think like that people can pause or like choose what to play or kind of rewind and scrub through, that's, it becomes like much dicier territory, and you kind of have to get like a custom quote, and you have to be able to like estimate how many times people are going to stream those things, and obviously you don't really know what those numbers are going to be. So platforms like Mixcloud and SoundCloud have kind of blanket sort of deals with these licensing bodies, which means that they kind of handle the licensing and you just pay this kind of monthly subscription to them. And of course, I don't know, I think depending on the scale of what you're doing, that I think it's usually like much more sort of like efficient, like financially speaking, to just do the subscription, because you could end up spending loads on kind of forking out for a license yourself when it's actually kind of like quite disproportionate to the size of the thing you're doing. But yeah, I've kind of struggled with that, because on the other hand, I'm like, I'd quite like to be able to like have it on my own servers and not have to sort of continue this subscription. And then the other part of me is like, why don't I pirate radio? Like, wouldn't that be cool? But then I'm like, but wait, but like the artists, and I know, yeah, I don't know. I know a lot of it goes to like major labels who have, you know, ways of kind of taking the majority of the money, and often the artists on those labels don't necessarily get paid fairly, but I think the fact that the artists are getting paid some of that is kind of, yeah, I don't know, it weighs on me heavily enough to be like, oh no, I'm gonna do things properly. So yeah, I'm gonna kind of show you where the sort of new version of the radio is at the moment. So this is, I've called it Tiny Radio because like that was kind of cool. That was a sort of decision I made like quite early on, because I was like, oh, I want it to be really small and I don't want to be like reliant on anything else, and it's going to be this tiny thing and it's going to be really scrappy and easy to make. And then I kind of went like, I spent like a month of being like, don't talk to me, to my poor partner who was sitting there, while I kind of like made it more and more complicated. So yeah, I feel like it's kind of ironic, but then also no, it is kind of tiny. It's a little tiny radio. And then when someone is live on air, the little wizard comes out of the booth and you see the little show along the bottom, which you can play. And now I have both live stream controls, but also a place where you can drag and drop a show, and it will, thank you to the little Raspberry Pi, it will kind of like wait until it's like the time for it to play, and then it will kind of like play it at the time. So it's not technically live streaming, but it's like synced up with the time it's meant to be playing. And I don't have to touch it. So yeah, hopefully if that actually works and it doesn't bug out, then that will be amazing. I've also, I've gone like full surveillance state and made separate logins for people. And I've also made the logins kind of delete themselves after one use. So they're like single-use logins, so no one can just use the same credentials to log in again and again and stream willy-nilly. And I've also made a little schedule so you can see what's coming up. And here are all my placeholder names of stuff of me like testing. I also, when I was kind of building and testing this as well, I had like a really bad cold, so a lot of the kind of test recordings that I had to go through and delete were just me sort of like sniffing and snuffling, and they were really horrible to listen back to. But yeah, okay, so I think this is still ongoing. These are kind of still the questions I'm asking myself, and I don't really have like full answers to them yet. I think really what I want to do is kind of like, yeah, test it out in the real world, because like I think it was, yeah, it got to the point where I'd just been kind of like hunched over my laptop for about 3 days and hadn't really left my flat. And then kind of remembered like, oh, actually the whole point of this is to like get people together and like community and like have people play shows. And then I sort of remembered to like tell people I was doing it and got a little bit of interest, which was nice and kind of unexpected. But I think, yeah, ultimately it doesn't, like, this is definitely not a kind of like crash course in how to build a radio, because I don't really know what I'm doing. But I think the main point of it is the friends we made along the way. But also, like, the other thing is, like, sometimes it's just really nice to sit in a darkened room and not speak to anyone and tinker with your pet project. And, like, you might get bored of it after you've finished working on it. But it was fun anyway. But yeah, that's me. Thank you so much.